Hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans have fled the crisis conditions of their country for neighboring South Africa. They've sought a brighter future, but they haven't always found one. Many of them are homeless and jobless. Some have been victims of attacks directed at foreigners. Jonathan Nkala is one of the refugees from Zimbabwe who has found a home in South Africa. In fact, he's written a play about his experiences. It's called The Crossing. From Cape Town, Eva Gilliam tells us about the play and the playwright.
In his one-man play, Jonathan Kumbulali Nkala tells the story of how he fled his home in 2002. Nkala grew up in Robert Mugabe's Zimbabwe, a country that's become synonymous with political oppression, economic freefall, and widespread hunger.
Things were getting worse, and it was like, you don't even have hope that one day I'll eat or something will happen to me, because we're not working, there was nothing to do, and I see my mother sitting there crying, so enough is enough. We cannot stay here and like just watch our parents crying like this. So let's do something.
28-year-old Nkala left his home village of Kwekwe with his friend Jacob. After walking through the bush for nearly a week, they reached the Limpopo River on the other side of South Africa.
There I was, standing in front of a huge flowing Limpopo River. But this is not what I had expected.
What they do is they took a very big tree trunk, a dry one, and they put two pieces of wire on both ends. So they use the wires like to steer the ship. Well, we call it the Titanic now, to steer the Titanic. And then the passengers, people like us, you slightly hold with your left hand and then you pedal with your right hand. And, well, I had difficulties because one thing I cannot do until today is swimming. I can't swim.
Still, he made it across, but his friend Jacob didn't. Jacob drowned in the attempt. And when Jonathan got to the other side, he learned the gang that arranged the crossing had stolen all his belongings.
When we got to the farm, I was employed as a tomato picker.
Jonathan worked a series of illegal jobs to scrape up enough money for his asylum application. But South Africa wasn't such a welcoming place for foreigners, especially Zimbabweans. Many South Africans accused them of taking jobs and committing crimes. And last year, a wave of anti-immigrant attacks swept through some of South Africa's poorest neighborhoods.
I've been attacked even before these xenophobic things, and a lot of things like when you get into a taxi, people say negative or call you with words. But there are also some people who have been so very good to me that makes me feel at home. So I think it's mixed.
In Cape Town, Jonathan met a director who encouraged him to write down his story. That set him on a new path, one he says he could never have taken at home in Zimbabwe. And while he has no plans to return, Jonathan has been invited to the Harare Theatre Festival next spring. He says it's one of the few platforms still available for artistic expression in Zimbabwe.
Being a Zimbabwean, grew up in Zimbabwe, and know what exactly happens to people who tell stories that are not supposed to be told. So it's a little bit dangerous, but I wish I could be given that platform without fear to actually say it, because it is there. It's pointless hiding it and just suffering inside, and because I think I do have that responsibility.
Jonathan recently finished a 10-day run of his show at the New Space Theatre in Cape Town. Now he's finalizing plans to take his play to local schools starting in February. For The World, this is Eva Gilliam in Cape Town, South Africa.
Kungu, my friend, you really need a job, my friend. You can't just sit down there. You can't rely